Woman bites camel's testicles at Louisiana truck stop. By Breitbart News on September 22, 2019. A Florida truck driver bit the testicles of a camel at a Louisiana truck stop after the animal sat on her. The driver and her husband entered the camel's pen after their dog went inside. The Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office said surveillance video at the Tiger Tuck stop in Grosseteste, Louisiana, showed the truck driver's husband tossing doggy treats into Casper the white camel's pen, the Baton Rouge Advocate reported. The couple's dog crawled under the 6-foot fence to go after the treats. Sheriff's deputies said the video showed the woman and her husband crawled under the fence to retrieve their dog. Tiger Truck Stop manager Pamela Bossier said one of the couple shoved the camel and then the husband swatted the camel with his hat. The camel apparently became angered and responded by sitting on the woman, she explained. "Any animal you provoke, they're going to strike back," Bossier said. "It's instinct." The truck-driving woman told the deputy she felt she had no means of escape other than to bite the camel's testicles. She said, "I bit his balls to get him off of me. I bit his testicles to get him off of me," Iberville Parish Deputy Louis Hamilton Jr. told the Baton Rouge newspaper. "The camel has never been aggressive. The camel has never gotten out. Never caused any issues. In fact, the husband and wife stated before that we've been here before and we've never had any problems," the deputy explained. The Tiger truck stop is located about 20 minutes east of Baton Rouge and has been the subject of protests from animal rights groups who complained about a tiger that lived in the compound for 17 years. The truck stop's manager said in 30 years, they have never had any animal attacks against their customers. Deputy Hamilton cited the dog's owners for a leash law violation. "And my only question to her husband was, why did you throw the doggy treat under the fence?" Deputy Hamilton said. "And he just said, I wasn't thinking."